Anybody out there?
TWA, N0TR. Good morning, Steve.
Big guy, how we doing?
See, a thing and fog here split three ways, but I'd be a lion.
What's wrong?
It's that rare disease, AGE, that's Alpha Golf Echo, over.
I don't believe that for a minute. I just think you've been out jumping too many ditches again.
Well, we are. There comes Bernice. She just got rid of the recycle stuff. We are at the dump.
I tell you what, human beings can sure generate a lot of trash, can't they? I'm headed down to my office. I got a guy that's going to meet me down there, and I got to talk to him about doing some remodeling. I'm going to try to do my part to contribute to the economy again.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know, Steve. I thought maybe you was going to retire after this or something. I didn't know how old you was, of course. And you can do it as soon as you can. That's the tip of the day. I'll tell you, time flies.
Oh, I know what you mean. But no, my brother and I own this building, and we rent it out. And there's multiple spaces that we rent out within the building. And, the building was built in 81 by my dad, and that's part of my retirement plan. And you got to keep it fresh and looking good.
Well, you got something like that. Oh, watching the traffic here, we don't have too far to go, Steve. We've got traffic this morning here, and I think I'm clear, Bernice. Getting out back on 101, headed there. Yeah, that sounds like a great asset to have, I'll tell you for sure. Well, you got a dream anyways, living out there in the country.
My building is down behind Michelin headquarters, and I live all the way up at about 4 miles south of Highway 11 off of New Cut, and it's about a 40-minute drive one way just to go check on my building and collect rent, but it's worth it.
I'd say so. Well, I see they got all of the wheat harvested out here. This one lady up here has a four-car garage and another garage out there and probably $1 million home, and she got wheat right in her front yard. But quite a bit of it up here just north of that O'Neill addition, actually. It's nice to see the wheat fields coming from Kansas. Back then, you didn't have a lot of choice. There was a lot of wheat back there.
Yep. Things are diversifying around here. Is that big old house just south of the hot dog place?
Now you got it. And the guy on the other side of the road has a 7-car garage, and he's retired from an insurance company. They're real nice folks, too. But you don't know what to do with 7 garages. He don't have cars and stuff. I don't know what he's going to do with all them garages.
He'll figure out a way to fill them with something. Normally, if a fellow's got an empty space, he'll put something in it. But you know, do you know the story behind that big, fine brick house with all those garages?
One place up there might have been that one. They got a divorce, and the wife built a house across the street. But I know he bought it for a song and a dance compared to what it was worth because the housing market was at its bottom at that time.
Well, if it's the one I'm thinking of, and it's right across from that barn that they rent out for social activities, if that's the one I'm thinking of, that house sat there empty for quite a while because the government had confiscated it because the guy that built it lost it to the government for selling dope.
You know, Bernice, you heard something about that, didn't you? Yeah, yeah, she heard something about that, too. Yeah, you got that right. I know he bought it worth the money, and, oh, gosh, that place was, I'm sure it was $1 million or so. And I tried to get my nephew to buy it and come down here and live from Boston. He'd probably be better off if he had now, according to the way that virus is going up there.
The way I look at that, Boston, New York, any of that northeast corridor up there from about Richmond north and anywhere within 75 or 100 miles around Atlanta, there's just too many ants on the anthill for me. There's just too many people. I got to get out where I can breathe.
QSL on that. When we landed at LaGuardia there last year, we went up to Boston, and I looked down, and I said, that looks like a bunch of maggots down there on a dead animal. And they said, well, a comparison. I said, well, that's the way it looks to me. I said, I'm from Kansas, and I said, I couldn't live that way. It's just unimaginable. And my nephew's son worked there at Bloomingdale's for a year after he got out of the university, and as an accountant, executive of some kind, and he got another job with Walmart, and he'd been there 10 days, and he got an offer from a consulting firm in Boston for even more money, so he quit there and went up there, so he's living at home with his folks, and the other son is back home, too, because the university's shut down where he goes, in Pennsylvania, I think, isn't it? And four kids, they got a 135-acre lake right behind their house, live in a $4 million house. I really feel sorry for them.
But you know what? To get out and go anywhere, you still got to fight all of everybody else in New England to get out. And that's what I can't stand. Matter of fact, I'm feeling a little bit closed in on my 8 acres. So how come you didn't fly into Logan?
We had, we had one stop in New York, and it had changed planes to go on into Logan. Yeah, that's a zoo down in that area. My God, you have to be an aggressive driver instead of a safety type driver there and fight your way into traffic. Where Mike lives is out in the country from Boston, and it's just like where you live. It's really nice. A little more populated than yours, but you can't tell it. The houses are back in the timber, and they're on this, what they call one of the great ponds. And, is that water beautiful? And it tastes like the best water I ever drank in my life. It comes from a well there that they got. And just beautiful place. He was a CEO of a drug company for 11 years. And he works for four companies now from home. So he's eating pretty regular. But, yeah, you're right, Steve. Anywhere around that Boston area, I couldn't live that way. Yeah, I used to go visit my brother when he worked at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C. Or he worked at the Military Personnel Command, actually. It wasn't the Pentagon, but it was right by it. And I told him, there's no way in the world I'd live in a place like that. If you've ever been up on I-95 in rush hour, it's just unbelievable.
Hey, let me tell you something. You just haven't lived until you fight DuPont Circle to get out over the river back over towards the side of the river that the Pentagon's on. I mean, my gosh, more power to him. It's something for the young, and that's just not something. I just couldn't survive up there.
It's N0TR. Well, as I was talking to a guy probably 20 years ago or so on HF, and he was in the Boston area. I was talking to him on Sideman, and he says, well, the rule of thumb up here is, Tom, this is back in the 80s. I know it had been in the 90s because I got my license in 93. And he said, the rule of thumb is if you have a house without a driveway, it's $500,000. And if you have a house with a driveway, it's $1 million. And that was in the 90s. So you can imagine what it is now. And it's just unbelievable. And like when Brendan worked there for Bloomingdale's in New York, he didn't even have a car. He says, there's no place to park my car up here. And if you do, it costs you a bloody fortune just to park your vehicle.
Well, and you know, they've had what they call that big dig up there where they got that express tunnel that goes through the town. But even at that, I still think of Boston, you know, back in the old days where you had the combat zone down on the wharf and the harbor, Boston Harbor, man, you didn't put your toe in the water. You'd draw back a melted mess because the water was that bad. I hear they've kind of cleaned it up a little bit now, and it ain't nothing like it used to be, but you still can't swim in it. More power to him. He's got to be a strong fellow. He's got to be like my brother. My brother lives in Alpharetta, just out of Atlanta. But still, do you know how long it takes to get downtown Atlanta from Alpharetta? An hour. And that's not at rush hour.
We went over to Ham Radio Outlet once, and that'll be, or twice, didn't we? That'll be the last time, anyways. My gracious me, oh my. I know what you're talking about. I don't want any part of it. And everything out of here, just about, not anymore, but it was, you have to go through Atlanta to get anywhere, especially if we fly back to Kansas or something like that. You got to go through Atlanta, just about. And that is just beyond belief, the amount of people going through there. And I surely wouldn't want to have to fly now. Steve, we're sitting there in a driveway island looking at Bernice's beautiful roses, and it's been nice talking to you this morning. You have a nice drive on down there, and I think we're going to get to get outside some today. Do some good chores, like cleaning the chicken coop. Come on over if you want to help. 73 Steve, K4 VWA and 0TR, clear for now.
What say about that chicken coop? No thanks. I'll pass on that. Oh, me. Listen, you go out there and have you some fun today outside. Get you some good old fresh air, not like in Boston or L.A., or even Atlanta for that matter. So you have a good afternoon, and I'll talk to you soon. 73's KN4 VWA, clear.